There are quite a few topics that are going to be discussed in the coming Daf Gemara. Let's do again. We're going to Pesachim this year. And the beginning of the Perek Elo Oivrim lists off various kinds of chametz that you're not permitted to eat on Pesach. There's Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos, where the Elo Oivrim means you even violate Bal Yirod by Matzim in HaTorah. Or according to Tosfos, no, the Bal Yirod is only with the Rabbanan. Elo Oivrim be'al HaShulchan. You're not allowed to eat them, but you're not allowed to eat them in HaTorah. And the Mishnah lists off some achometz nukshe, nukshe in the sense the chimitz process didn't complete itself. The chimitz process began. It's a process that takes a while. That's what the Mishnah calls later on seor. Seor versus siduk. The siduk is when the chimitz process completed and seor is when it began. That's one kind of achometz nukshe. So the Mishnah assumes that chametz nukshe is prohibited, and tarubis chametz is also prohibited. And the Gemara wanted to know whose opinion is this. It sounds like there's a din men haTorah. So first they quote it was Machlekes Reb Yehuda and somebody else. Who was the second one? Rav Nachman Amar. So Reb Yehuda Amar Rav thinks that it follows Reb Meir's opinion that. Again, just to review the Mishnah later that has a discussion of Seor versus Siduk. Where was that Mishnah? Memches on the base. The second Mishnah, Memches on the base. So the Mishnah quotes Machlekes Amar Reb Yehuda, when is the beginning of the process? When is the end? When is it called Seor? When is it called Siduk? But the Gemara assumed there's an additional machlokes that doesn't appear in the Mishnah, whether the whole din of Tchilas Hachimas process, Chometz Nukshe, is that an Issa Derais and Issa Derabbanan. So Reb Meir says that you like it. The Gemara quotes Reb Meir, our Gemara, quotes Reb Meir holds our Gemara. Our Gemara is where again? Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Reb Meir, he did Tanya, V'ochlo Barboim, if he eat the Seor, Seir is Chometz Nukshe, Yalaike means that it's an Issa Derais, and the Gemara says in Chulin the Reb Yehuda disagrees. Reb Yehuda holds the whole din of Seir. In addition to disagreeing with Reb Meir, when is it Seir, when is it Siddiq, he also disagrees. He also had the whole prohibition of Nukshe is only with the Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to eat it. Fine. So the first opinion in the Gemara is that the Mishnah here, the opening Mishnah, goes like Reb Meir. And Reb Meir holds that there's a din Derais at the Chometz Nukshe is also, even though it's only a Miktsas Chimutz. So if that mikzas chimutz is aser, so it's a kal v'chaymer, that taruvus chametz is also a mikzas. It's not a mikzas in the chimutz process, but it's a mikzas and it's a mixture. Only less than 50% of it is chametz. 51% is matzah. 49% is chametz. So it should have been batal b'raib. So that's a chiddush, that even taruvus chametz is also aser men atur. And the next opinion in the Gemara, Rav Nachman holds the reverse. That chometz nukshe is more chomer than tarubis chometz. So if you're going to say the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir only said that chometz nukshe is also ben atar. That's when it's chometz nukshe the end. But when the chometz is b'tarubis and it should be batal b'raib, how do you know that the Mishnah? How do you know just because you hold like Rav Meir, that chometz nukshe is aser min haTorah, that means that tchilas achimutz process is enough to aser. It's not koris, but it's enough to aser. But from that, you can't derive that a taruvus will be aser. So Rav Nachman holds the reverse. The Mishnah goes like Rav Lozer, the Tana Rav Lozer. Rav Lozer holds that what a taruvus chometz is a lav deraisa. There's no koris, but there's a lav deraisa. And if he holds that Tarubis Chometz is a lav deraisa, then Rav Nachman holds that it's a kal v'chomer, that Chometz should be and should be awesome. So we started the Gemara. The Gemara asks, where is the pasuk? The Rav Lozer learns out. Where is it over here? Ve'rab Lozer, it's about 10 lines from the bottom of Mem Gimel Amad Al. Ve'rab Lozer, Eruv Belav Min Ole. The line begins with the word Min Ole. Where is the mocker for Rab Lozer's opinion that Tarub is Chametz is an Issa Deraisa? So first the Gemara thought that is from the word Machmetzes. Machmetzes means a concoction that has some Chametz in it. If it's 51% of the mixture, if you buy bread or cake, that's a spaghetti, that's more than 51% is the chametz. So that's called chametz bien. Chametz bien is a roif. If the roif is chametz, that's called chametz bien. If it's less than 50%, you have an ingredient that's chametz. So less than 50% is chametz, that's called taruvas chametz. So we discussed already, but we didn't yet discuss today. Are you talking taruvas mishenemin? We'll have to go back to that again. So again, so the Gemara says, the Gemara thought that initially, that the word machmetzes means a food that has part of it, less than 50% of the ingredients, are chametz. So the Gemara says, and it says, kol machmetzes lo sachelu, you're not allowed to eat even machmetzes, even though it's only taruv, it's chametz. The Gemara says it can't be. If the word machmetzes has that meaning, then it means that it's an ingredient. It's one of the ingredients, but it's less than 50%. So it says, Ki kalocha machmetzes v'nichrusa. It says, Yichayv karsa if you eat machmetzes. You're telling me that the word machmetzes has the connotation of taruvas chametz, but Rav Lozer says taruvas chametz is a lav deraisa, but there's no karis. So if he's learning enough in the word machmetzes, it says that there's karis if you eat machmetzes. So Gemara says, scrap it. That's not what the word machmetzes means. So what does it mean? It's a funny word, machmetzes. Gemara says, no. What it means is, afil in this chametz machmetz dover acher. And the other shen, it's chametz me'elov. This chametz machmetz dover acher. If you mix falafel with water, you let it sit and rise. That's normal chametz. This chametz machmetz atzmai. If you put in some ingredient and you cause it to rise, so that's considered a chiddush. That's Tosfos says. That for sure should be chametz. Why is that? Why is that a chiddush? That is also chametz. You put in something specific, but okay, so that's a problem. So the Gemara said the word machmetzes means nischametz machmetz dover acher, and you're right that nischametz machmetz dover acher has a lav and it has kares, but that's not the mocker. Where does Rav Lozer know that taruv is chametz? The Gemara said it must be from the word kol, that it says. It says kol machmetzes lo sechelu. And kol is marbe, even if it's only taruvas. And Mar says, wait a minute. If the word kol is marbe, even taruvas chametz, the Rav Lozer holds that it's an issa deraisa. So the other pasuk says ki kolach machmetzus inichruso. So it says kol. So kol should imply even that this chorus even on taruvas chametz. That's not what Rav Lozer said. So how can you say the word kol in the what pasuk? The word kol is marbe taruvas chametz. The word machmetzes doesn't necessarily mean taruvas. The word machmetz means nischametz machmetz dover acher. But the word kol is marbe, something that's not written, even taruvas chametz. So how can that be? But it says ki kolach machmetzes v'nichmaso yichav curse. And Rav Lozer said there's no curse. The Gemara says no. The word kol in that pasuk ki kol oichal machmetzes is speaking about people. Ki kol. The other pasuk says, "Kol machmetzes lo sachelu." No kind of chametz may be eaten. So the word "kol" is in connection with the dava ha-ne'echal, the ne'echal. So that's marbe. Even there's a lav, "Kol machmetzes lo sachelu." That's marbe. Even if it's only a taruvas chametz, you're not allowed to eat it. But in this pasuk, it says, "Ki kol oichal machmetzes." The word "kol" is in connection with the people, not in connection with the food. So the word "kol" over here is not marbe that there's chorus even on taruvas chametz. It rather tells you that even women are also muzer on the Issa Chametz. Why in the world should you think women are not muzer? Isn't that the din? It's a zman grama. Chametz is a zman grama. Yeah, but it's a mitzvah lo ses es shas zman grama. The Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Kedushin only says there are differences between a mitzvah ses and a mitzvah lo ses. There are a few differences. So one difference is there's no malchus on an essay. There's only malchus on a lois essay. And you have a lava bamach lava and say, also there's no malchus. That's the Gemara here, the last line on them, aleph on the base. Lava bamach lava say, I say. And there's no malchus. What's another difference between an essay and a lois essay? The Rama says, with respect to not violating a lois essay, a person has to give away kol vayim beisai. Someone got me on the phone the other day. He's in dental school or something, and they're not giving them off on Shavuos. So and they have to do malachas on Shavuos. I asked them, are they going to have to treat people who have a suffix hakana emergency? He says, no, just plain fillings or something, just to do. I said, you're not allowed to do malacha even if it's parnasa. So you have to quit now in the middle of a dental school. It's going to be a hefset of thousands of dollars. That's the halacha. You have to give away kol hain beisa in order not to violate a loisese. If there would only be a mitzvah sese, it wouldn't be a loisese. So then we would say, ha-mevazu, zayivazu, ziyosem michoemesh. If it's only a mitzvah, you're not mukhiyev to spend more than one-fifth of your total savings to do a mitzvah. Hain rab, you're not mukhiyev to do hain rab. But if it's a loisese, then you have to give away kol hain beisa up until the point of becoming a cholo sheyesh b'sakone. Anything less than a sakone, pikoch, sofik, pikoch nefesh, is doche Shabbos, doche Yom Kippur, doche kol ha-tera kula. And a suffix pikoch nefesh and a svek svek pikoch nefesh. But to give away all of your money, that's not, you'll be poor, okay, but it doesn't mean you're going to die younger than anybody else. Life will be more difficult if you give away all your money. But you're not allowed to do malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos Yantif, even if it means you're going to lose your job. I told him, you should go into chinuch. Don't become a dentist. And becoming a dentist means you have to be Michal Shad and Michal Yantuf, so don't become a dentist. Become a Rebbe in Ishi. Maybe you make a little less than a dentist, I don't know, but you won't be Michal Shabbos, you won't be Michal Yantuf. So Nachamo, there's several differences between Esse and Loises. So one difference is Malkus, there's no Malkus on an Esse. Another difference, even a Laba Bamachlav, another difference is you have to give away kol ha-beis or only ha-mevazu z'ayivazu z'yosim e-chaymish. Then there's another difference with respect to zman grama. Mitzvahs ha-seish ha-zman grama noshim ha-pturis. Mitzvahs lo-seish ha-zman grama noshim ha-chayobis. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? You need a posik ki kol lo-echa mach-metzvahs to be married with women, that women are not allowed to eat chametz. That's a lo-seish. That's called hishva kosu ishali ish l'chol onshin. Onshin means alive. That's the last two lines. That's really the famous Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Tezvav. In Hebrew, there is no neutral gender. Either you write Baloshim Zoch, you write Baloshim Ekeva. So Tosis writes there in Bava Kamma, Kol HaTar Kul is written Baloshim Zoch, and we assume Hishva Kosev Ishul Ish, the women have the same dinim. Unless it says Ish, sometimes it says Ish, so it means Ish Prat Leisha, sometimes it means Ish Prat Lekotten. Unless it says Bnei Yisrael, sometimes Bnei Yisrael, v'la Bnos Yisrael, or Bnei Aharon, v'la Bnos Aharon. If you have a pasuk to be memayid women, okay. But here it's a loisese, not to eat chametz. A loisese, hishra kosev ishali ish. The women have the same din. So why do they need a pasuk to be marbe? So the Gemara says, no, because there's a hekish. Hekish means you have two dinim written in the same pasuk. We assume that there's a connection between the two. In the same pasuk, you have the mitzvah of eating matzah, which is a mitzvah of seishas magrama, and the avera of not eating chametz. Lo sechel olav chametz shivusam tochel olav matzahs. The top line on mem gimel on the base. So since the two dinim, the mitzvah seishas of matzah and the mitzvah seishas of chametz, are written in the same pasuk, that's called a hekir. So one might have mistakenly thought that women should be exempt from the mitzvah of matzah. That's a mitzvah of seishas magrama. Since it's put together in the same pasuk with the Lo Seis of Chametz, so this should have led us to believe that women are permitted to eat Chametz on Pesach. Or we wouldn't be sure which direction, but he should say there's a hekesh between the two. So you can say either the women are potter from both, or the women are mechuyva both, but you wouldn't be able to split between the two. So maybe it would be, but Torah Sofik women would not be allowed to eat Chametz, but if they eat Chametz, they wouldn't get Malkus. Maybe it would be a Sofik. Which way are you makish? Do you say the rule is the matzah and the chametz is the exception to the rule? Even though it's a loises, it's shas magram, no shema mechuyiv. But no, the rule is the chametz. It's a loises, it's shas magram, no shema mechuyiv. And the matzah is an exception to the rule. Even though it's a matzah, you would have said that it's a suffix. So now that it says, ki kol echal mach matzahs, kol is marba women, so it's betaris vaday, that women are mechuyev in the isra of chametz, and women are mechuyev to eat matzah, and this is one of the many exceptions to the rule. The rule is that mitzvah says, shaz bagrama, women are potter, but there are many exceptions to the rule. One of the most obvious exceptions is hakel, the Gemara said. There is a fairish, hakel anashim anashim ataf. So the women are mechuyev in hakol, despite the fact that it's clearly a zman grama. Sfira Saima is a big question, whether women are mechuyev in Sfira Saima. The Ramban, that Mishnah in the end of the first perek in Kiddushin, gives you the rule, and mitzvah sesh agmar rama nashim p'turis, and mitzvah sesh shalaz magrama nashim amuchuyev. And the Mishnah gives you a few examples. Mezuzah, makah, and so the Ramban on that Mishnah, Chiddush Ramban, gives you more examples. So the Ramban just writes casually, without any explanation, that women are obligated in Sfir Simon because it's a mitzvah sasei shalai azmagrom. So that's a pella that the Achrenim work on. How can it be? Of course it's azmagrom. How can it be that women are mechuyev in Sfir Simon? It's not azmagrom. So Rav Soloveitchik obviously used to say, it must be a misprint. It must be a tos sefer. But the Maram Chalava was from the early Talmidim of the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. He was from the Talmidim of the Ramban, from the early followers of the Ramban. Maram Chalava already says, the Ramban said, that it's a mitzvah, says the Shalaz Magrama. So he works on the explanation. Maram Chalava has a whole sefer on Psochim. Mishnah Berurah quotes it every so often. And the style of explanation that he has is the style of Achrayim. It's interesting. A lot of times he has things like what he says on Mitzvah says Shazman Grama is word for word what it says in the Avdei Neza. And a lot of other things that he has on the Mesichta, the Sefer Maram Chalva on the Mesichta, is a style of Achrayim. It's not at all the style that the Rishayim write. Different style of thinking, different way of thinking. Different generations, people's minds work differently. So this is the beginning of the discussion. So the Gemara has a klal in quite a few different places. Tafasta meruba loy tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta. If you have a pasuk that tells you a chiddush, and you're not sure exactly what the pasuk is driving at, is it telling you a fantastic chiddush? A whopper of a chiddush, or tell me a little chiddush. They have no right to say, to jump for the bigger chiddush. Whatever is the easier chiddush. If you only have one pasuk that's a marba something, they say it's telling you the lesser chiddush. If you have another pasuk, okay, so maybe the next pasuk, maybe the second pasuk will tell you the second chiddush. But if you only have one pasuk and it's either marba, a great chiddush, or a small chiddush, they say tafasta mua tafasta. So the Gemara is going to have, let's say you have a pasuk that says you're not allowed to eat treifa food. The Bible says treifa, chaza, behemah, tamei, you're not allowed to eat. Fine. And then you have a pasuk that's marbe, another kind of non-kosher food. So you don't know whether the pasuk is telling you tam ki iker, even if you have, let's say, I'll buy a loaf of bread. And this bread, years ago, they used to bake bread with lard. Now in New York, they don't do it anymore because it's too expensive. So they use even the Goyish companies. I don't think anybody uses lard anymore. In other parts of the United States they use it. In Europe they still use lard. But in the United States, New York area, they don't use lard. So let's say you use lard. 51% of the bread is lard. Of course not. It will be floating if it would be 51%. So it's a little bit of chaza shmaltz, that's all. So that's based on the din of tam ki iker. Since the bread tastes tastier, it tastes better because of the fact that they mixed in lard, so even though it's less than 50%, and I should have applied the rule of bittul berayv, and say tam ki iker, it's considered as if it's beer. So if you have a pasuk that's marbe, then not only is the chaza treif, even something else is also treif, you can either say it tells you the din of tam ki iker, or maybe it tells you the din of etim itztarf leiser. If I'll eat, you only get malchus if you eat a kazayis. What if I ate a kazayis of food? Part of the food was kosher and part of the food was not kosher. They say, hetem itztarf leiser. Since bein akol you swallowed a kazayis, that's called an achila, en achila plus mikazayis. You did an achila on the food that you swallowed and part of it was chazer. So that's enough to get malchus. So they say, no, what does it help that they ate kosher food? That's not an aver. The aver is the eating the lard, and the lard he didn't swallow. In the whole loaf of bread, you're not going to have a kazayis of lard. You're going to have very little lard. So if you have a toss-up between either saying you have a posik that's marbe, You're not sure what it's marba. Not only is the chazet treif, even something else is also osa. Does it tell me the din of tam kikar? Does it tell me the din of hetim and star flees? So Gemara assumes that hetim and star flees is a whopper of a chiddush. Tam kikar is less of a chiddush. There's room to argue, maybe tam kikar is lav deraisa. Rashi paskin is la'alacha like that, tam kikar, lav deraisa. But if you only have one pasuk that's marba something, it's more mistaba tafasta mirvaloi tafasta. If you only have one pasuk, using the pasuk is telling you tam kikar. If you have an additional pasuk, okay, then that's a bigger chiddush. That's a whopper of a chiddush to say that hetem and star felisa, even though he didn't even swallow a kazayas, he's still like it. That's a bigger chiddush. Yeah. So what's taka the discussion the Gemara? Half of the Tanaim hold that tam kikar. A lot of Tanaim hold tam kikar is deraisa. Is deraisa? Where is the pasuk? Where do you learn it out from? So the Gemara says, there are different suggestions in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, let's learn it out from Basa B'cholov. Here the Gemara says, maybe we should learn it out from Basa B'cholov. Mem dalan base. What do you see in Basa B'cholov? When you cook basa b'cholov, so it's only osur if the cholov is nice and tam in the basa, or the basa is nice and tam in the cholov. Fine. So when you cook basa b'cholov, what, you're going to have exactly 50-50? You're not going to have exactly 50-50. Highly unlikely. Let's say he has liquefied flesh, and if he's going to fry the flesh with butter, going to fry the flesh with butter, so the butter that's going to be balua in the flesh, that's the basa b'cholov. The butter that's balua in the basar is going to be less than 50%. Or let's say you're cooking milk, and you dip in a little flesh in order to give tam basar into the cholov, then I take out the piece of meat. So I'm going to drink the milk. Someone's going to drink that milk. So that milk is basa b'cholov. Does it have 50% meat and 50% milk? Highly unlikely that it's going to be exactly 50-50. The odds are 1,000,000 to 1. 5,000,000,000,000 to 1. It's not going to be 50-50. It's going to be less than 50%. If I dipped in a piece of meat and I took it out, it's going to be way less than 50% of the tam of the meat is mixed in. So to say that anything ever becomes basa b'cholov in the first place is always based on tam kikar. Even though the butter that's balua in the basar is clearly less than 50%, or the tam of the basar that was balua into the cholov is clearly less than 50%. How do you ever have basar b'cholov in the world? It's based on tam kikar. So you see the tam kikar. The nesinas tam of the milk in the basar, or the basar into the milk, is always going to be less than 50%. Can't be exactly 50-50. It's going to be less than 50%. And the Torah says that it's also. So mikanat alamin, why not learn from the institution of basa b'cholov tekola tarakula, that there's a din. That whenever something is nice and tam, even though it should have been batal b'roi, the din is that obviously it's not batal b'roi. Would have been batal b'roi, wouldn't be called basa b'cholov. You have to have basa and cholov. If whatever is in less than 50% is batal, is kemisha eno, so by definition it's not basa b'cholov. So learn out from basa b'cholov tekola tarakula. How can you learn out from basa b'cholov tekola tarakula? Mamatzinu. Amamatzina, what is the basis of Amamatzina? We assume that's what the Shagasari explains in the Chulis HaChadoshas. The regular Shagasari talks about Kriyashma and Davening, a lot of Orachayim. In the Chulis HaChadoshas, he talks a lot about Chodesh. He personally was careful not to eat Chodesh b'chutz l'oretz. He traveled around a lot, and he always used to take his own pots and pans with him. He wouldn't eat by anybody else, because most of the people were not careful about Chodesh. So he has a lot of tshuvas about Chodesh. In the middle of the tshuvas about Chodesh, he discusses a little bit, it's not the main topic at all, he discusses a little bit this inyan. We assume all the dinim and the chumash fit into one big mosaic. It's one big scheme of things, one big picture. And so that's why you have a right to learn that. Midin echad lahaveiro. The Gemara assumed that's what the basis of a Mamatzinu is. Mamatzinu is the most often used midah from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam. Which one of the midahs is it? You read Kal V'chaymer Gzereshot Bin Yinav, which one of the midahs is it? So that's a question. The Prima Godim quotes a Machlokes. Some late Rishonim, early Achronim, some assume the Mamatzinu is included in the midah of Kal V'chaymer. But Kavachim is a mamatzina with even icing on top. Not only is it should it be the same mamatzino, it's even a Kavachim that it should be so. But you're assuming you're. The Gemara has a lashon. Kol atarkul is medama milsa the milsa. That's mamatzina. You're medama milsa the milsa. You have to know how to be medama milsa the milsa. So some of the late Rishonim or the Achronim assume that mamatzina is part of the midah of Kavachim, and others assume no. That is part of the midah of binyanav. The binyanav means whenever a word appears in the Chumash, it has the same connotation, like the word aid has the connotation of a pair of aidim, two aidim. It doesn't mean one witness, it means a kat aidim. So here also, we assume the whole Chumash was written in one style, by one author. There's one God in heaven above, and he dictated the whole Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter. And the word eight has the same meaning whenever it appears, unless it says eight echad, then it's a different word. But if it just says eight, it has the connotation of shnayim. So just like kol ha-terakula has the same writing style, has the same meaning, so too everything in the Chumash blends in to the kol ha-terakula in yen echad, that's a loshan ha-tosefta, all the dinim in the Chumash blend in to make one big mosaic, one big picture. That's why you have a right to learn that. Midin echad, but this is only, there's a technical term that's called chiddush, that the Gemara is talking about a lot over here. What does it mean, a chiddush? So we use the word chiddush in the sense, a new idea that you would never have thought up on you never thought of on your own. But that's not what the technical term, from the Midrash HaTarnid, Rosh Hashanah, the chiddush is a technical term. So Taisus in the beginning of Yibamas, I think on Dab Zayin Amar Aleph, has a little Taisus. The Tesek Siman Chiddush means Dabah HaSeiser is HaKlal. It's an exception to the rule. Once an example of Chiddush in the Gemara. So the Gemara has, well, Basa B'Chalav, but the Gemara says it's a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? If you do Bishul Basa B'Chalav, it makes them both awesome. It makes the Basa awesome and the Chalav awesome. So you should have said that the Kavishke Mevushal, and Kol HaTarakula, the din is that Kavishke Mevushal, not only if you cooked it, so it becomes treif right away. If you're soaking the two things together, it only becomes treif after 24 hours when it's kavush, when the solid is kavush in the liquid. And by basa b'chalav, kavush k'mevushal only makes basa b'chalav the rabban. So in that sense, it's a chiddush, it's a dover hasaisis haklal, it's an exception to the rule. That's our Gemara says, basa b'chalav is a chiddush. First, the Gemara thought basa b'chalav is a chiddush because the basar alone is muta, the chalav alone is muta. And the combination, two calm chemicals and you mix them together, they explode. How can it be? So the Gemara said, that's not a chiddush that you have in kelayim. You have kelay hakerem. You have shatnas, also kelayim. The tzemer alone is muta and the pishtim alone is muta. When you have the combination, it's asar. If you have kloy hakerem, if you have grapes alone is mutter, and tvu alone is mutter, and vegetable alone is mutter, but if you have all three, the combination of all three together, then it becomes kloy hakerem, and it becomes asa. So that's not a chiddush. Sometimes you have this chemical alone, doesn't explode. That one doesn't explode, but if you mix them together, it will explode. In the world, you find like that. They're calm chemicals, but you mix the wrong things together, they'll explode. So here also, you combine it together. That's not such a yotzei min haklal. You find in the olam ateva, you find like that. So that's not the reason why basa b'chalav is a chiddush. So why is basa b'chalav is a chiddush? Why is it a chiddush? Because the Torah lekul yom b'chalva, that in kol ha-tarakuli you say kavish kemevushal and tam ki yikir, and basa b'chalav you don't say kavish kemevushal. So it's a chiddush lahakel. So it's a chiddush lahakel basa b'chalav. So the Gemara says, once you know that the parsha of Basa B'chalav, every parsha in the Chumash has 1,000 details. The Basa B'chalav has 1,000 dinim. You learn every day. It's not one page. It goes on and on and on. All the dinim of Basa B'chalav. What are all the details? So one of the details of Basa B'chalav is that it has a kula that you don't say Kavish Kamavushal min HaTorah. Kavish Kamavushal, but Basa B'chalav is only the Rabbanim. So the Gemara seems to say black and white that since it has that kula, it's a yotzei min haklal. The klal is and kol ha-terakula kavish kemevushal. And by basa b'cholav, it's dava hasoisa saklal. That's what Tosfos writes in Yevamah is dava zayin. We would call that a yotze ben haklal, an exception to the rule. So since it's an exception to the rule, so this parsha of basa b'cholav does not blend in with the rest of kol haTorah kula. That's what it means, a chiddush. It's a yotze ben haklal. So therefore, you cannot derive anything from basa b'cholav to kol haTorah kula either. Maybe some of the other, there are 1,001 details in the parsha of Basa B'chol. So just like one detail is a chiddush, that you don't say Kavish Kamavushim, maybe the chiddush, maybe the detail that you say Tam Ki Iker, the whole Basa B'chol is based on Tam Ki Iker. The Tam Cholav in the Basar is less than 50%, or the Tam Basar in the Cholav is less than 50%, and still you say Tam Ki Iker. Maybe the din of Tam Ki Iker is a Yotzim and a Klal. Even though it's in an opposite direction, even though the chiddush of not saying Tam Ki, the chiddush that you don't say kavish kemevushal by basa b'chol, that's the chiddush lahakel. We make on basa b'chol. So therefore, you see, basa b'chol is more kal than kol haTorah kula. So if you would have kula in basa b'chol, you wouldn't be able to learn out the kol haTorah kula. But here, there's a chumra in basa b'chol that you do say tam ki yikar. So maybe basa b'chol is only a chiddush lahakel. Maybe it's not a chiddush lahakel. You see from these gemara that as long as one of the details in the parsha, there are 1,001 details in Hilchos Basa B'chol. As long as there's one detail, 1,000 dinim are normal, seem to fit in with the rest of the scheme of things of Kol haTorah kula. There's one detail you don't say Kavish Kemevushal, that shows that the parsha Basa B'chol is a yotzei min haklal. So you choshed, you have to be suspect that maybe all the other details, even the details that are lechumer, maybe they're also chiddush. Maybe you can't learn out from basa b'cholav to kol haTorah kula that tam ki yikar. That's what you see from this gemara. Rabbi Kiveger asked, there's a Tosfos in Bava Basra, I think, in Cheskes Habatim, where Tosfos writes the reverse. The gemara says, what else the gemara says a chiddush? The gemara says, eizaimim is a chiddush. Because when you have trey or trey, you have two edim say lava, two edim say loy lava. To Edim say Harak, to Edim say Loi Harak. So it's a suffix, you don't know whom to believe. But what if the second Katedim Amazim, the first Katedim? Then the Torah says you believe the second Katedim. So the Gemara says that's a Chiddush. But the fact that you believe the second pair of Edim by Hazama is a Chiddush. And the Gemara has Dinah based on that assumption. Whether Izamim Mafrehu Nipsom, Mikal Vahabu Nipsom. So the Gemara assumes that that Eitzaimim is a Chiddush. Tosfos says just because Eitzaimim is a Chiddush in one direction doesn't mean that it's a Chiddush in the other direction. It's a Chiddush in the sense that you do believe the second cut. But other aspects are not a Chiddush. What do you mean? But this Gemara, Rabbi Kiveger, this Gemara says like that. If one detail in Hilchos Basa B'cholav, namely that you don't say Kavish Kavushal and Atar by Basa B'cholav, it has a kula, it has one detail, one out of 1,001 dinim, is a chiddush adabar seisos haklal, yotzei min haklal. Therefore, you can't even learn out a din lechumra from Basa B'cholav. So, how can Tosfos say? So that's where the Kiveger's kasha. How can Tosfos say that by shnei kitei mamakish mezeh? You don't know whom to believe, but by Eidim Zaymimin, you believe the second cut. So Tosfos says, it's only a chiddush, it's only a yetzim and a klal, as far as that's concerned. But as far as puzzling that the second cut is believed, but the first cut is not believed, that's a double posha, like trey or trey. You can't believe either cut. So that's a problem. But the Gemara seems to say, mechiddush lo yafina, chiddush lo yafina, because chiddush by definition means that it doesn't blend in with the rest of the picture. So you can't learn out. The Gemara wanted to learn out from Basa B'chol. Tosfos quotes a Gemara Abaye. Here, Tosfos on Mem Dalan Amidays Virabana. So Tosfos says Abaye is quoted in Perikol Basa Dav Kuf Ches Amid Alan. Abaye says he learns that Tam Ki Iker Deraisa from the institution of Basa B'chol. So Tosfos says, how can he say that? But the Tanaim said that it's wrong. How can Abaye say against all the Tanaim? The Gemara here is explaining all the Tanaim reject that. So that's Tosfos' kasha. So on the bottom of the page, on below the last line on the list, in the bottom Tosfos, it says, Ayin Tosfos Chulin, Shekos with Abaye Chazabo. Abaye backed out. He has to back out. He wasn't aware of the fact that all the Tanaim said, Basa B'chol is Chiddush. because you don't say Kavish Kamevushel. So since it's a Chiddush Lahakel, whatever it says Lahachmer also maybe is a Chiddush. You can't learn out anything. So we have to dispense with, you have to ignore what Abayi said, because all of the Gemara assumes all the Tanaim disagree. So where are you going to learn out? Tam Kikar, Rashi Taka holds Tam Kikar, love their Isa, but Mishul Chanoch, we Paskin, Tam Kikar is their Isa. Where do we learn it out from? So the Gemara says, maybe we should learn it out from the Pasuk that says by Korbanus. Here, let's take a look. The third line from the top on Mem Heim and Aleph. Chatas. What does it say by Chatas? Kalashi. It says that Korban Chatas is only eaten in the Azara Zichar Kuna Yom V'Layla at Chatzos. And Adar is eaten all night long. And the Rabbana Kedei Lahachik Sodom and Adari. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Chatas after Chatzos. So and then the Pasuk says on the third line from the top on Mem Heim and Aleph, Kodashi Yigibib Sara Yigdosh. Whatever. What does that mean? A goy touches a chatas, he becomes holy, but he becomes Jewish. What do you mean, called shingi bivsar? It does mean that. It means if some other food touches the chatas, and yiga bivsar, not touching, it's not magic, it's not kabbalas, there's kabbalas tumah. If you touch a dava tummy, touches a dava tahar, so the dava tahar becomes tummy. But if a dava kodosh touches a dava chol, the dava chol doesn't become kodosh just by touching. He says it doesn't mean kodash yiga bivsar. Bivsar means ach yivla bibasa. That's what the connotation of the word bivsar. Yochalafila loy bolo. Tamalama bivsara ach yivla bibasa. So what does that mean? If I have a chatas can only be eaten by zichre kuhuna. So let's say the chatas, it's in the base amigdush. The chatas touches a bisar shlomim. So shlomim is kachim kalim can be eaten shneyam and v'layla echad, and the chatos is more restricted. Can only be eaten by zichri kuna yom v'layla. So if they both touched each other, so you give the chumris to the shlomim that the chatos had. Namely, the shlomim may no longer be eaten by a zar, by a non kohen, and may no longer be eaten in Yerushalayim. You have to eat it. Only zichri kuna have to eat it in the azar. Because it was balea, the shlomim was balea from the besar achatas. Or sometimes it'll be the reverse. If the shlomim was a shlomim from yesterday, Rashi explains. So shlomim is nechal shnei yamim v'layla echor. It's nechal yesterday, last night, and today until shkia. And today they brought achatas, the chatas nechal today, and tonight until chatzos. So the chatas is more kal over here. The chatas has to be eaten by zecher kuna and the azora, but you would have been able to eat it till chatzos. But now that it was balea, the two were broiling together and they were touching each other. So the chatas was balea from the shlamim. So the shlamim can only be eaten. The shlamim is yesterday shlamim, so you can only eat it today till shkia. You can't eat it balayla. So the kalashiyigib b'psara yigdash works in the opposite direction, that the chatas takes on the chumra of the shlamim, whichever has a chumra. Whichever has a chumr, they both have chumrs. Chatas is only eaten by zichur kun and the azor. The shlamim is only eaten shnei yamim v'lay lechad. So when one is boleya into the other one, so they each have to have the chumrs of each other. So that's the din of tam kiika. That's the din of tam kiika. The bliya by definition is always going to be less than 50%. Cannot be. You have a steak and then you have a little bliya from the other steak. It's always going to be less than 50%. But it's nice and tam. So that's the dinner of tam kiike. So the Gemara says, so let's learn out to call a terakula from the pasuk by chatas that you say tam kiike. So the Gemara says, no, how can you learn out? Chulin be kachim, by afinan, hasvar no senes, that kachim are supposed to be mochomer than chulin. So if you, just because you have a pasuk called a shiigi bivsara yigdosh, that tam kiike by kachim, doesn't necessarily follow that it should apply to chulin. So how do you know that tam kiika applies to chulin? So Gemara says there's a third pasuk. The pasuk by basa b'chalav doesn't work, and the pasuk by chatas, he can only learn out kochim. Maybe he can't even learn out kochim kalim. If the pasuk is talking about kochim kochim, maybe he can't even learn out kochim kalim. I mean, maybe it's only a chumer by kochim kochim, which are more chumer. So the Gemara says we'll try a third pasuk. It says a parsha in the end of Chumash Bamidbar. There was a Mohammed Midyan. Why did the Rabban Shalom instruct us to wage war against the Midyan? And what other did they do that they deserve to be killed? So the Gemara said they got the Jewish people to be mezana with the Benois Midyan. For the Jewish people, that is scandalous. To be mezana with a nochris, that's considered the worst of the worst. That's considered like shmat. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nikom nikmasam shem ve'ez ha-midyonim achat yosef al-amecha. That's the last job that Moshe Rabbeinu was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to wage war against Midyan and wipe them out. So they waged war, and then the Jewish people were successful. They killed all the men, and they kept all of the women. So Rabbeinu Shlomo said the whole purpose of the Melchama was because they were machshel, the women were machshel, the Bnei Yisrael. They were mezana with they did znus with the Jewish men. The whole reason for the Melchama's Binyu was because the Bnei Smidya were mezana. So you let them live on. So they had to kill the women also above the age of 3. And those younger than 3, they could allow them to live. And then the pasuk says that they confiscated all the pots and pans from the kitchen that the army had, and the pots and pans were treif, because the goyim were frying and broiling treifus stuff, the velus of treifus and so on. So the Torah says the din of kashering the treifus kelim. Whatever needs libun, you have to do libun. Whatever needs hagola, you have to do hagola. And then it says the din of tefilas kelim. Whenever you buy cooking utensils from a non-Jew, so if it once belonged to a non-Jew, it's like a din of gerus. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Sefer Yisra Heta Ha'aruch, that it's not usually a toiv al kli that's tamei. That's in yesterday's Seder in Parshas Shmini. If a kli becomes tamei, except for kli cheres, has no tara b'mikveh. But if the kli matechas or kli eitz, a normal kli, so you toiv al in the mikveh becomes tamei. Here, they're not interested in removing the tumah. We're not talking about tumah. We're talking about converting the kli. Just like a Jew is not allowed to live with a non-Jew, so you're not allowed to use non-Jewish kelim. If you have pots and pans that you're cooking, and they once belonged to a non-Jew, so you have to do tefillah kelim. So that says in the parsha by the clay midyan. So the Gemara says, why do you have to kasher the treif kelim? Whatever you're going to cook, when the Jews take the kelim, whatever they're going to cook is going to be kosher. Either there's going to be a treif of bliya that's balu on the wall, for sure it's going to be less than 50%. You're cooking a bowl of soup. You're cooking whatever. You're cooking meat. So how much can already come out from the walls? How much bliya can come out from the walls from the doif nehakli and go into the food? It's for sure it's going to be less than 50%. Cannot be by definition. Cannot be that it's going to be more than 50%. Wash out the pot, and only the bliya is going to come into the kosher food. So you see the tam kiyika. So you learn out from Gilde Kli Midyon the din of tam kiyika. So that's a good mocker. That's a good mocker. So why not take a learn out from Gilde Kli Midyon the din of tam kiyika? So the Gemara says that could also be that that's a chiddush. Why? So the bottom Tosfos on Mem Dalet on the base, Dibra Maschav Rabbanon, Kedera Bas Yoyim Anami, Tosfos quotes in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin. It's an important Gemara. The Gemara quotes Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, and we paskan like Rabbi Shimon. There's a pasuk that says you're not allowed to eat in Vela. What should you do? Loselch kol Vela. Lagei Shabbos Shirachet Tintan Vachala Amachala Nochri. So the Gemara says you should give it to a ger toshav. It doesn't mean a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is Jewish. He has to keep kosher. So you have to give it. If the ger toshav is poor, usually there's no mitzvah to give tzedakah to an achri. But here the Torah says mitzvah lahachayosam. There's a mitzvah to give tzedakah if the fellow is mekabel olav to observe the sheva mitzvahs v'ninoach. He has a din of a ger toshav. So it's a mitzvah lahachayosam. Mitzvah lahachayosam means to give him tzedakah. So the Reb Shimon learns out from that pasuk that let's say I have a piece of nevela meat and I keep it out of the refrigerator for a month. It's going to spoil. It's going to taste awful. And if you eat it, you get a bellyache. You'll throw up. But it's rei l'achilas hakelav. The dogs will eat it and they will not throw up. So does it still remain treif or not? So that's a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that's what you learn out from the pasuk. We rarely paskin like Reb Meir. Gemara said, we really paskin like Rav Meir. The Gemara explained why, because Rav Meir, when he gave his shiur, the Gemara in the Erev and Daf Yud Gimel says, when he gave his shiur, he would explain all the logical possibilities. He can say it like this, he can say it like that, and he can say it the other way. So the Talmidim left his yeshiva. The Talmidim wanted to hear a shiur where the Rebbe tells him, klar, what's the din? What is the Nechumnish and what's the din? What's the din there? I said, they didn't want to hear all the logical possibilities. So in the next generation, when they were voting what the din is, so there were very few Talmidei Reb Meir, because everybody left his yeshiva. So he was usually outvoted. It's rare that we pass him like Reb Meir. So here there's Machlokes on Meir Reb Shimon. So that you learn out from the, both learn out from the Pasuk, the Vela Haruy Alager Krui in the Vela, the Vela Sheini Ruy Alager, Eni Krui in the Vela, and it's Mutaman Atara to eat it. We Paskin, there's a Machlokes, the Ramban and the Rush. Is there an Issa de Rabbanon to eat it? So we Paskin and Yeridei Chelek Sheini, like the Rush, that there is an Issa de Rabbanon to eat it, that's called Achshadei. If you personally eat it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it is Rael Achilas Adam. You're a human being and you're eating it. If you take a pill, if they took this Nevela and they treated it, and now it tastes awful, they put it into a pill and it's a whatever, a liver pill, whatever pills they have from non-kosher ingredients, so the pill tastes awful. So I don't sit, I'm not watching television and popping one pill after the other, after the other. I'm not eating it like popcorn, like Cracker Jacks. I'm eating it once a day or three times a day or something like that. So that's not called Achshadei. But if I sit and I eat it, I take a steak, that's Nifsan Achilosan, I left it out of the refrigerator for a month, and I sit and I eat the whole steak. So the Rosh says it, that's also to eat Medirabban, because Achshadei, he's demonstrating that as far as he's concerned, it was never Nifsam Achilas Adam. Rabban says, what do I care what he demonstrates? But as far as Rav Bnei Adam are concerned, the food is Nifsam Achilas Adam. Nifsam Achilas Adam is Mutta. That's what you learn from the Pasuk. Lager Asharab Shach Dithnan of Achol, and Nevela Haruya Lager Krui in Nevela, and Nevela Sheni Haruya Lager, and a Krui in Nevela. So that Machloikis, that's Himself. So that Machloikis, the Ramban and the Rosh, then we pass in the second chelik yaradei. We pass like the Rosh. That means the Rabban and the Bid is also mitam achshadei. And then in the recent years, Moshe Feinstein, the Chazanish, and others say that it doesn't apply to medications. You eat a medication, it doesn't necessarily indicate you take one pill a day or something like that. That doesn't. That's not an achshadei. You're not demonstrating that it's Rael Achila. You hold it's not Rael Achila, but you're doing it because you're sick. And the doctors say that this is going to help people take bitter. People sometimes take bitter medications, which they clearly don't enjoy. Oh, that's not Rael Achila, but a medication is a medication. So it's a machlek is there now with the Zardav Samacha and Zamach Zayim between Reb Shimon, the Tan Reb Shimon Baichoy, Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. Reb Shimon says that the Pasuk means to say something that started off as Nevela, some non-kosher food, and you wait and you leave it out of the refrigerator for a month and it becomes spoiled Nifsam Achilas Adam, but still Rael Achilas Hakelam. So that's what the Pasuk tells you, that it's Mutter. Reb Meir says there is no such thing. It doesn't exist. Either Pasuk sounds like that. No. That's only if it's Saruach Meikarei. That's what Tosis quotes. Yeah, Umar here, the three lines from the bottom of the Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos on them, Dalan on the base. Umar, Shehiter, going to Reb Meir. What do you do with the Pasuk? Umar, Shehiter, HaKosuv, Nevela. If it's Ein Ruil Ager, Muki Lo. Reb Meir interprets that goes Saruch Meikora. Means when the animal died and it's supposed to become Chala, Nisa Nevela, from day number one, the Isa Nevela can't be Chala if it's not Ruil Achila Sodom at the time the Isa is Chala. But if the time, the meat in the A&P is delicious meat, all the Nevela meat in the A&P is tasty, but it's in a freezer. And if you take it out of the freezer, you leave it out of the refrigerator for a month, it'll become Saruach. So that'll be a Machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. Meir will say, it'll retains the Shem Oichel up until the point of Nifsam Achilas HaKelev. Even though it's Nifsam Achilas Adam, since it's still Reb Achilas Behemah, so it retains the Shem Oichel. And we Paskin like Reb Shimon. Once it becomes Nifsam Achilas HaAdam, even though it's not Nifsam Achilas HaKelev, even though the Yisra Nevela was Chal, when the animal died, it was Roy Lachila, Lachila Sodom, and the Yisra Nevela was Chal. But once it becomes Nifsa Machilas Adam, then it'll be Mutter. So that's the first Machlekes, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. Then the Gemara says there on that daf, Tosis quotes the whole thing, that there's a din of Nosen Tam Lev Gam. Nosen Tam Lev Gam depends on the Machlekes, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. What does Nosen Tam Lev Gam mean? It means like this. Let's say I'm cooking a vegetable soup. The vegetable soup tastes delicious. And then somebody pours in some chaz hashmalt, the vegetable soup still tastes delicious. But before they put in the chaz hashmalt, it tasted super delicious, tasted even better. And now it's passable. Now it tastes good. Not nifsa machilos adam. Not nifsa machilos adam. That's called nosen tam lev gam. When by mistake, they poured in, you're not allowed to mix in lechatchila, in levat nisa lechatchila. But if someone, by mistake, some treifas, some chaz hashmalt fell into the kosher soup, and because of the fact that it fell in, the kosher soup doesn't taste as gewaldic as it did before it fell in. But it's still very tasty. So that's called nosen tam lev gam. It's poigim b'miktza. So the Gemara said that depends on the machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon is the lenient one, Reb Shimon bar Yochai. He's the one who's lenient. He says, even though the Issa and the Vela was Chal in the first place, but once it becomes Nipsim Achilas Adam, even though it's the Roel Achilas Akelev, it becomes Mutter. So Reb Shimon would say, Hua Dinami, if an Issa fell in, a little Chazashmaltz fell into the soup, and the soup tastes delicious, but before the Chazashmaltz fell in, it even tasted better, so it's Pogen B'miktzas, doesn't taste as good as it tasted before. Either it doesn't taste as good or it doesn't smell as good. That's how the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah is there. And on Yerideya, the Acharonim quoted on the bottom of the page. Either the soup doesn't taste as good as it tasted before the Chaz HaShmalz fell in, or it doesn't smell as good. Smells okay, but it smelled better before. So if it's Pagan and Miktsas, so Reb Shimon would allow it, and Reb Meir would not allow it. So that's a machlokes hatanai, where the nosen tam lev gam is asur amutav. What is it? What in the world does it have to do with the machlokes of Shimon? They're talking about totally unrelated things. Here you're talking, I left the piece of meat out of the refrigerator for a month. And the whole thing is I'll get a bellyache if I leave. It tastes awful, and it smells awful. And if I eat it, I'll throw up, I'll get sick. But if the dog will eat it, the dog will not get sick. The dog will enjoy it, he won't get sick. So that's the first machlokes on there, Reb Shimon, whether Nevela Sheinu Ruhi Lager, if it was a ruach meikor at the time, the animal died in the Yisra Nevela Vaschal, it wasn't Ruhi Lachilus Adam, even Reb Meir agreed that the Pasuk Nevela Sheinu Ruhi Lager, and Kuri Nevela. But if at the time the Yisra Nevela Vaschal, it was Ruhi Lachilus, then it became Nifsa Lachilus later. That's the first machlokes on their Epshim. How do they derive from that, the original machlokes, the initial machlokes, how do they come to the conclusion that there's another machlokes? If you poured in a little treifus into the heter, and it doesn't taste as good, it's only poigim the mitzvahs, it doesn't taste as good as it tastes, well, it tastes very good now, but it doesn't taste gewaldic like it did before. That's also machlokes on their Epshim. So that's a big question. What's the link between the two? How did the Gemara know to make such a link? That just like Reb Meir, Reb Shimon disagree by Nivsa Achilas HaAdam, and it's still right Achilas HaKelev, so too they would argue if you have Tam Kiker, I pour a little treifus into kosher food, and it should have been bottled b'roi because it's less than 50%, and it's Pogim B'miktzas. It's Pogim B'miktzas, but the food still tastes good. How do they derive that? So that you got to learn. Yerideya, that's a machlokes. The Ran and the Rashba. The Ran and the Rashba. But that's, Tosis is quoting a Gemara. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Gemara here has like this. We're trying to ascertain, the Gemara is trying to figure out, is there a din of Tam Ki Iker or not? So the Gemara says, well, by Kotshim there is a din. There's a pasuk. By Basa B'Cholav, there is a din of Tam Kike. Basa B'Cholav always is based on Tam Kike. Have a little Tam Cholav in Basa. By definition, it's one chance in a billion that it's going to be exactly 50-50. Never. It's not going to happen. It's always either going to be the flesh, the Tam of the flesh is going to be less than 50% in the milk, or the Tam of the Cholav in the flesh is going to be less than 50%. So the whole creation of Basa B'Cholav is based on Tam Kiyika. So why not learn that from Basa B'Cholav? Mara said, that's Abai Taka learned that from Basa B'Cholav. That's the Tosfos Dibra Maschaver Abonon. So the Tosfos on the bottom of the page, they quote Tosfos writes in Chul, and Abai backed out because he heard all the Tanaim say that he's wrong. And why do we back out? Because Basa B'Cholav is Chiddush. So mi Chiddush le'afinon. Chiddush means Dava Soysos HaKlala, Yotzim in HaKlal. And the whole Yisoid of learning Amar Matzino and Kavachaymer is that we assume everything blends in together to make one big mosaic, one big picture. That's the Loshan at the Sefta is like that. Kol HaTarkul in Yenecha. If the Sefta has a din, let's say the Rebbe is giving a Shir on Psochim, Adat Nem Dalet. So one of the students raises his hand, he has a Kasha on a Mogen Abram in Hilchas Bedikas Chametz. We're not learning Bedikas Chametz now, we're learning a different thing. So the student has to humiliate himself and he has to say, I take back the question, Shaloi Kinyan Shalti. I had no right to ask the question. That's not the topic that we're learning. You're only allowed to ask questions on what we're learning. And the Tana Rav Meir disagrees. He says, the Talmud never has to apologize for asking Shaloi Kinyan, because Kol HaTorah Kula Inyanecha, everything is interconnected. Everything is interconnected. So we don't paskan like Rav Meir, but the idea that Rav Meir said is accepted. Kol HaTorah Kula Inyanecha. All the dinim in the Torah are interconnected. Everything is still. But if you're learning Daf Mem Dalet, you're not supposed to ask on Hilchas Sfiras HaEmah. You're not supposed to ask on Hilchas Tkir Shofar. That's not what we're learning today. But the idea that Rav Meir Shita is based on is accepted by the Chachamim. They do all agree, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyanecha. That's that Shagasaya and the Tshuvas HaChadoshes. He said, that's the whole basis of learning, Midyanecha L'Chaveiro. Kol HaTorah Kula is based on to be Medam and Milsa and Milsa, to make a Mamatzino, to make a Kavachayma. Which dinim are the same? So to learn out Tam Kike from Basa B'Cholav, he can't do because Basa B'Cholav is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush L'Hopkel that you don't say, so therefore you can't even learn out from Basa B'Cholav L'Hafmer. Maybe everything in Basa B'Cholav is a Chiddush. Learn out from the Pasuk called Ashiga B'Psora Yigdash, the third line from the top of Mem Hem and Aleph, that's a good Yalfusa, that Tam Kika, but maybe it's only B'Kotchim. Chulam B'Kotchim Lo Yalfinu. So you can't learn out. So learn out from Giul Eklei Midyon. What did the Torah say at the end of Chumash Bandit? Why did the Torah say you have to kash all the Trefi Kalim? Some of them need libut, some of them need hagola. Wash them all off with detergent, spick and span. And then, whatever you're going to cook, kosher food, you're going to boil kosher food on it, so the treif of bleah will go into the kosher food. It's going to be bottled bereif. So what's the problem? Ein levat anisa l'chatchila. We are saying, ein levat anisa l'chatchila is only the rabbanan. Why does the Chumash say you have to kasher the treif of kelim? Why does the Torah require that you have to kasher the treif of kelim? Ein levat anisa l'chatchila is only the rabbanan. So it should be mutter. So the Gemara says, no, must be because Tam Kiker. Why not learn that from Giuli Klaimidion, that Tam Kiker? So the Gemara presents, that's a machlekes. The Gemara suggests it's a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. And that doesn't really say the Feirish, but the Gemara is going to develop. Where did they get this idea from? That it's a machlekes of Akiva and the Rabban. So the Gemara says, the Gemara suggests, Rabbi Akiva learns out from Parshas Giuli Klei Midyon, the whole institution of Tam Kiyika. So therefore, there's a fourth pasuk. How many sources do we have so far to learn out Tam Kiyika? The first source was from Basa B'Cholav. That's what Abai said. Learn from Basa B'Cholav. Basa B'Cholav was always Tam Kiyika. So the Gemara rejects it. Basa B'Cholav is a Chiddush. And Abai backed that also. So that's not a good Yalfusa. Then you want to learn from Yigdash, Kolosh Yigab Bivsar, Yigdash, Chulam Mikotchim Leyapin. You can learn out Tam Kiika by Kotchim. How can you learn out Kolot Terkul? Then the third source, we wanted to learn it out from Giuli Klei Midyon. So the Gemara said, that's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether you learn it out from there or not. So is there a fourth source? So the Gemara says, yeah, the Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva learns it out from Giuli Klei Midyon. And the Chachamim say, you can't learn out from Giuli Klei Midyon because the Bliya that's Balua in the Doifan Akli is going to be Poigen the Miktsas. Whenever a Bliya is Nivla in the metal of the wall of the Kli, or the cheres, so the charses hakdeira is going to be poigemid b'miktas, and then when it's going to, you're going to cook some kosher food, so the kosher food would have tasted better if it wouldn't have had this blia of the treifa blia from the pot, because the treifa blia is poigemid miktas. So poigemid miktas is enough to be mekel, just like Reb Shimon holds that Nevela Sheni Buri Lager is Muteres, and Nesin Tam Levgam is also Muter. That's what the Gemara explains in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin. One is totally in the other. There's a double machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. One machlekes is Nevela Sheni Buri Lager, if it was Saruach Meikora, even Reb Meir agrees. And Buri Lager, the Issa Nevela is not Chal. But if it was originally when the animal, all the meat in the A&P, when they slaughtered the animal, they didn't give it a proper hilchah shechita. When they slaughtered the animal and they killed it, so the Issa Nevela was chal. And then it became nifsal afterwards. So that's the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. So based on them, that machlokes, so the Gemara says they would also disagree about nosan tam levgam. So here there's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Does it make sense to learn out Tam Ki Yikra from Gilui Klei Midyan? Rabbi Akiva says, yes, I learn out that Tam Ki Yikra. Why do you have to kasha the treifa kelim? Because the treifa bliya is going to go into the kosher food. I am a batanis al chatchil is only the rabbanon. The answer is no, but you may not have shishin. It may, the treifa bliya may go in, it'll be nice and tam. It'll be nice and tam. So but after a while, if the treifa bliya remains in the charsas hakder for long enough, for sure, it's going to be pagan. So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Akiva holds the asa Torah kadera bas yoma. The Chumash only says you have to kasha the kelim if it's within 24 hours of the last time that the goyim used it to cook treifas. But if 24 hours went by already, and the blia of treifas that it's balua in the deif and akdera is going to be nice and tam levgam, is going to be pogim and mitzas, so then whatever kosher food you're going to cook, the kosher food will still be tasty, but it would have been tastier if it wouldn't have had this blia that was sitting in the charsas akdera, in the matechas of the Gdera for 24 hours. So Rabbi Akiva says, okay, that's what you learn out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk teaches you, Geuli Klei Midyan teaches you the principle of Tam Ki Yikra, and it's only talking about a Gdera Bas Yoyma. If it'll be a Gdera Sheina Bas Yoyma, there'll be no Sin Tam Levgam. The Gdera Bas Yoyma is not Poigim. And the Rabbanan say, what do you mean? It's even Gdera Bas Yoyma is also Yepshe Dolei Pogma Purto. It's always going to be Poigim a little bit. And Rabbi Akiva says that's too insignificant to consider that nice and tam levgam, so that's not an exception to the rule. And the Chachamim say no. The whole parsha of Geuli Klei Midyan is kula chiddush that you have to kasha. Kula chiddush, I mean chiddush lo yafina. Why is it a chiddush? Because even if the treif of bliya is within 24 hours, and when they originally when the goyim used the broiler or the frying pan to cook the nevedas of treifas, even if within 24 hours, it's going to be pogim and miktsas. And pogim and miktsas should also be muta because of the din of nesim tam levgam, which is dependent on nifsan achilasod. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the mocker for the institution of Tam Ki Yikra is the pasuk Geuli Klei Midyan. And mikanata don lochala terakula. You learn to kola terakula that tam kika deraisa. And the chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva. They hold that mechidish le'afina. Even if you're gonna tell me that the pot is within the first 24 hours after the goyim cook the treifas, he actually le'pog mapurta. It's still gonna be nice and tam levgam. And still the Torah says that it's us. So it must be that it's a chidish and mechidish le'afina. So that's not a good source. So where is the source if you hold? So Rashi Taka Pastan, there's no din of Tam Ki Yikra. But according to the other Rishayim, according to Taisus, it exists Rashi. We Pastan Yeridei like Taisus. The Tam Ki Yikra is their Rashi. So where's the fourth source? We used up already all the three sources. Basa B'cholav is a Chiddush. You can't learn out. Because Basa B'cholav has a Chiddush that you don't say Kavish Kem Levushal. You can't learn out from Kodesh Yigbib Sar Yigdush, because Chulam Mikachim Layafina. You can't learn out from Gilui Klei Midyan, because even if it's a Ben Yom, Bas Yoyma, Kedera Bas Yoyma, it's also Yefshe Loi Pogma Purta. It's still going to be Nos and Tam Lev Gam. So it's a Chiddush, you can't learn out. So where do you, what is the source for the din of Tam Kik, if you're Tam Kik or the Raisa? The source is Mishras. The Nazir has three, a person is Makabal Nazir, so he has three prohibitions. Not allowed to be Metamil and Mason. Not allowed to take a haircut, and he's not allowed to eat kol ha'yotze migefen hayayin. He's not allowed to eat grapes, and he's not allowed to drink wine. So the pasuk says, "Uchal mishras anavim lo yoichal." What does it mean? Mishras soaking, shriya means to soak. What does it mean? Nozer shishar pita bayayin. If the nozer is soaking a piece of challah, pas is bread. Nozer is soaking a piece of challah in wine. So the pasuk says you're not allowed to eat that bread. But if you squeeze that all, if it's going to be sopping with wine, so you're drinking the wine. Let's say it's not sopping with wine. Let's say someone spilled some wine. They made kiddush and they spilled some of the wine on the plate, and they take a piece of challah and they absorb all of the wine. So it's not sopping with wine. The challah has a little bit of wine in it. So you're not allowed to. The nozer is not allowed to eat that bread. That was shorib the yayin, even though there's no droplets, there's no drops of wine, it's all balua in the bread. That's based on Tam Ki Iker. That's the mocha for Tam Ki Iker and Kol HaTerukula, the Pasuk Mishras. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Tam Ki Iker learned out from Giuli Klei Midyon, and he doesn't hold that it's the Chiddush. He holds the Torah only requires we should kasha the treifah kelim if they were used for treifahs within the last 24 hours, and it's not pogim. Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't say that it's pogim in miktas, so it's not a chiddush. According to the chachamim, we hold that you can't learn out from gilui klei midyan because it's a chiddush. What does that mean? What does it mean? It's a chiddush. It means that you can't, that chiddush, it's a hayra shah. It's only once in the history of the world. In Mizman Zaytaki, you don't have to kasha the treifa kelim. That's what it would have meant. Just like Basa Bechalav is chiddush layafinon, so Giuli Klei Midyon is also a chiddush. It's a davar seisus hakla, because even a kli ben yoma yefshel lo lepog maputa. So it's the yefshel lepog maputa. So why do you have to kasha it when it's still a ben yoma? So it's a chiddush. But there is a din. So what do you mean? Only there you have to, and by us you don't have to. What does it mean? Only once in the history of the world. Is that what it means? Giuli Klei Midyon. Bashab Shat, you can say it's a chiddush because it's really a nice and tam levgam, and was once in the history of the world. Ladara, there's no such din ladaris. You know, based on the pasuk and chumash, you would have thought that there's no din ladaris. It's only high rasha because strictly speaking, it's nice and tam levgam. The Ra'wah learned by the Ramban also. The Rashba learned by the Ramban, and the Ra'wah learned. They both learned by the Ramban. So the Rashba wrote a whole Sefer Torah Habayis. When you learn Yeridah, you see Yeridah Chelak Alf. The whole Chelak Alf Yeridah. It's all based on the Rashba. Hilchus Shchita, Hilchus Osir Es Benai, and Hilchus Treifus, and Hilchus Basav Cholam, Arubis Malicha. Everything is patterned after the Rashba's Torah Sabbath. So the Rashba wrote the Torah Sabbath, quotes every so often the Ramban, and then the Ra'or, who also learned by the Ramban, wrote Hasagas, so that's called the Berak Abayis. And then the Rashba wrote the Mishmeres Abayis to defend what he wrote in the Berak Abayis. He wrote the Mishmeres Abayis as if he was a different person. He never lets on that it's that he's the one who wrote the Torah Sabbath. Funny style. He wrote as if he's a third person defending what was written in the Torah Sabbath. So who says it's written by the Rashba? They have a Chuvas HaRashba where he writes, as I wrote in the Sefer Mishmer Sabbath. Okay. If it's authentic, okay. That's a question whether that the letter is authentic or not. So the Ra'or in the Berak Abayis writes, when the Gemara says that Giuli Klei Midyon is a chiddush there from the chiddush le'afinon, he doesn't think that it means it's a hirasha once in the history of the world. And the Durist, there's no need to kasha treifah kelim, even if it's a ben yomo, because it's always going to be yefshel le'pog maputa, it's always going to be nosin tam levgam. He doesn't think that that's the pshat. He has an interesting suggestion. Ra'or is always very original. The Ritva very often will quote Mori Rabbi of the Ritva as the Ra'wa. And sometimes I'll quote Rabbeinu Pinchas Achi Rabbeinu. The Ra'wa had a brother, Rabbeinu Pinchas. He's always original. Always original. The Balamor is always original. So that's Rabbeinu Zrachi Alevi. And these two, the Rabbeinu Dera'o, Rabbaran Alevi, and Rabbeinu Pinchas, they were descendants of, they were grandchildren of the Balamor, Rabbeinu Zrachi Alevi. So they always have something original to say. Balamor is always original, and the Ra'o and the Rabbeinu Pinchas are even more original than the Ra'o. So the Ra'o has an original pshat here. He says, there's a concept in yesterday's Sedra of Tovel v'Sheretz Biyode. It says if a person goes to the mikvah, mayan, a bar mikvah mayan, yihet tohar. A person is tummy, he goes to be Tovel either in a mikvah or a mayan, so he becomes tohar. But if he's still holding on to the nevela, a person is Tovel v'Sheretz Biyode. If he's holding on to a live sheretz, that's not mitameh, he's holding on to a dead sheretz. There's Shmona Shvatz Ma'amur and Batorah. Not every dead animal is a sheretz. There's eight specific shvatzim that are mitame b'moisim. A sheretz doesn't mean a dead bug. A dead ant is not mitame. The shemana shvatzim are all rodents. Achba v'atzov, atinshonis, acholet, the whole bunch. Three in one pasuk and five in the other pasuk. In Shabbos, the 24 prokem of Shabbos, one parak is parak shemana shvatzim. Starts off with the details, some of the details of the dinim of shemana shvatzim. So if you're holding on to a dead sheretz, it's matamiyah. And even if you're in the mikveh, tovel v'sheretz biyodeh, you're still tamei. You have to stop holding on to the sheretz, and after you stop holding on to the sheretz, then you tovel in the mikveh, then you'll become torn. So the Rishonim use this as a melitza, tovel v'sheretz biyodeh. The Gemara uses this as a melitza. The Gemara has a lashon, a person says vidui, make him believe that he does tshuva. He didn't do any tshuva. He's going to continue to repeat. Comes Yom Kippur. He says whatever's printed in the machzor. So he says the vidui, and he plans to continue to do the avera. So the Gemara says a person says vidui and he doesn't do tshuva. He's ktoivu l'sheretz biyodei. He's still doing the avera. He's still holding on to the dead sheretz. Of course, it's metame. So the ra'o. So the rishonim have such a lashon. The last daf. And Maseches Avodah Zarah has the din, and the last Mishnah of Avodah Zarah talks about the din of Tfilas Kelim. If you buy pots and pans from a Nochri, so you have to be Megayer them. It's not because of Tumah, it's not because of the there's a Tfilah where you remove the Tumah. Adam Mekelim, the four things that are Makabal Tumah, Adam Mekelim, Ochel and Mashkim. So Adam Mekelim have Tarab and Mikvah. Ochel and Mashkim don't have Tarab and Mikvah. So that's one din of Tfilah. Then there's another din. If a non-Jew wants to convert, or the Levim were chosen, so they were given Kedushas Leviyah, or the Kohanim were chosen from the Levim, so they were given Kedushas Kuna, so in order to endow them with the higher level of Kedusha, by the Ger, so they have to be Tovel on the Mikvah, to be Malik Kedusha. Let's say a Kohen decides to come to the Beis HaMikdash to be Makor Karbonis, so he's going to put on Big Day Kuna, so his Mancha Big Day Malayim Kunasim Malayim has a deeper degree of Kedushas Kuna. Big Vulin, Kohanim in New York at the first Taliyah, they can make Pidyon HaBen, what else? Whatever, they have Dinam of Kohanim, but they don't have Kedushas Kuna Shabbat Migdash. When they come to the base of Migdash, they put on Big Day Kuna, then their Kedushas Kuna is deepened. They get a deeper degree of Kedushas Kuna. So every time a Kohen wants to put on Big Day Kuna, he has to be Tovel and a Mikvah beforehand to gain the higher level of Kedushas Kuna. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah in five units. First he does in Big Day Zav, then he does in Big Day Lavan, then in Big Day Zav, Big Day Lavan, then Big Day Zav. So each time he's about to put on Big Day Kuna, he's not wearing Big Day Kuna. Each time he's about to, he has to be Tovel on Mikvah. He goes to Mikvah five times on Yom Kippur, because he's going to put on Big Day Kuna five times at the beginning of each unit of Avodah. And then there's a third kind of tefillah. A woman is a nida, labayla, and then she goes to the mikveh. Sometimes it didn't remove the tumah. Sometimes the mikveh just is mata her labayla, but it didn't remove the tumah. The laws of nida labayla are not always 100% identical with the laws of a nida functioning as an av hatumah. Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a sefer on Yevamos that's called Kavitzor. It's a fantastic sefer. So he shows from a group of different Rishonim in different places that the dinim are not always identical. So how does it help if a woman goes to mikveh? How does it matter about Zanudin? Zanudin is not because the Tumas Nida goes off. The woman is a Nida or a Zov, she goes to the mikveh, so it's Matar her, so the Tumas Nida goes off. So Mimela, she's Matar Zbar. It doesn't happen Mimela. It's a separate din that there are three different dinim in Tvila and a mikveh. One is to remove Tumah, and one is to be Matarisha Labaila. She's no longer a Nida with respect to Issa Koris. And the third one is to be Mala, higher level of Kedushim. So that's what the Ra'or. So we mentioned from the Rabbeinu Yonah, wrote Rabbeinu Yonah Ashkenazi, not the Rabbeinu Yonah Gerandim, not Rabbeinu Yonah Svar. Rabbeinu Yonah Ashkenazi wrote the Sefer Issa Veheta Oruch. The Rosh Hashanah is all about, hey, you know, in Yerudei, it's quoted in every other page. They quote the Issa Veheta. Either the Ramah quotes it, or the Shach quotes it, on every single page in Yerudei. They quote the Issa Veheta Oruch. All about, hey, by the Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes this, but the Ra'or and the Bedek HaBayis also alludes to the same idea. That Tvilas Kelim, if you buy pots and pans and forks and knives and glasses from the Nochrin, you have to be toivel them. This is like an act of Gevus. It's like you Megayer the Kelim. So the Ra'or has a Lashon, Tosis has the same Lashon. Let's say I bought used Kelim from a Goy. So you have to kasher the Kelim, because they're trade, and then you have to be toivel them. Which should you do first? So the Gemara said, first you kasher the kelim, and then you tovel them. Why? Otherwise it'll be like tovel v'sheretz biyoda. If you're going to be tovel a kelim, kozman, they still have the treif of bli in them, so that's in a certain sense, l'chatchili shouldn't do that. L'chatchili should first kasher the kelim, and then be tovel a kelim. It's tovel v'sheretz biyoda. B'di'evet, if you were tovel it first, and then you kashered it, so we wouldn't require you have to be tovel it a second time. But l'chatchili, you have to be tovel. You have to kasher the kli before your tovel. It shouldn't be a tovel the sheretz biyodin. Tosfos has that lashon also. Some rishonim hold that's makah b'di'evet. If you were tovel the kli before you kasher it on the last daf and avodah zarah, Tosfos says not so. But some other rishonim disagree. They hold even b'di'evet it's no good. If you were tovel it before you kasher it, even b'di'evet it would be no good. You'd have to be tovel it again afterwards. So we don't hold like that. We hold that the L'chatchila should be careful about that. So that's what the Ra'or writes in the Berak HaBayis, when the Gemara says that Giyule Klei Midyon is a Chiddush, Mechiddush Lo Yafinon, it doesn't mean it was a Chiddush once in the history of the world and it doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh, because it's Yefshe Dole Pog Mapurta. He says, no, it's a Chiddush if a Jew has a Kli that he already was Tevel. I bought it from the Goyishan store. And I was toivel the kelim already, the pots and the pans and so on. And then, accidentally, something becomes treif. So then he says, even if you're going to cook kosher food the same day, that by accident you cooked the treif of food, after the lepog mapurta, it'll be nice and tam lebgam, and you won't have to kasher. But if you bought a treif of kli from an ochri, then the din is, you're supposed to kasher the kli before you do the tvilas kelim. If I already have a kli that I did tvilas kelim on, or I made the kli, or it's manufactured by a Jewish company, so you don't need tvilas kelim. And then it becomes treif, so even if it's a keder ben yoma, then you won't have to kasher it today. Because the bli is going to be nice and tam levgam. But if I bought a kli from a goy today, and I have to do tvilas kelim, and has a treif of bliya, even though by now the treif of bliya is sitting in the kli for 2 hours, less than 24 hours. It's a gedera bas yoma. But still, yefshe dele pog mapurta. But that's ma'akev. I can't do the tvilas kelim. That part is a din l'durs. I can't do the tvilas kelim kol zman that I didn't do the kashering. Even though if I don't have to do tefillas kelim, it wouldn't be a problem because the epshut lepog mapurta. But the din is a din l'doros whenever you need tefillas kelim. It's an original interpretation. When the Gemara says that yuli klei midyan, according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva holds that it's not a chiddush. He doesn't hold the epshut lepog mapurta. That's what Tosis holds. You see the Tosis v'rabbanan, the third line of Tosis, Rabbi Akiva sova. He doesn't hold that's insignificant. That pogma, he actually pogma put, they ignore it. So Rabbi Kiva holds, We ignore that. But the Rabbanah hold no. So the fact that the Torah said they had a kasha gyuli klei midyon, that's an exception to the rule. That's a chiddush. So mechiddush lei afina. So that's a question. When they say chiddush, I mean it's a hirasha once in the history of the world, and the doris, there is no such din. Well, no, there is a din l'doris, but only in a kli that needs tvilas kelim. Even though it's a yefshel lei pogma purta. But it's a chiddush whenever you need tefilas kelim, that kashering on the pogma purta is ma'akev, because it'll be a teigel l'sheretz biyod. So an original pshat there Rav has. So Rabbi Akiva learns that from Gilui Klei Midyon, the institution of Tam Kiika. So he's left with the pasuk mishras. What do you need mishras for? And already Tam Kiika mishras means the nozzle soaked. The piece of challah, he absorbed all of the wine in the challah, and there's no droplets of wine, and he's not allowed to eat. And this was the shara pita bayayin because of tam kiika. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what do you need a pasuk for tam kiika? I know already from Gilui Klei Midyon. He says no, the pasuk mishras tells you heta mitzdarif liyisa, that a half a kazayis of bread is mitzdarif with a half a kazayis of wine. The bread and the wine, I'm going to start from Yachad. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes here. About 10 lines from the top of Mem Dalan on the base. The line begins, the Masnisan, this not, the line began before. Hey, Rabbi Akiva, where do you see Rabbi Akiva holds that the by Nazir, Hetem et Starfleisa, E Lema Rabbi Akiva, the Masnisan, the line begins with the word the Masnisan, around 10 lines from the top. Ilema Rabbi Kiva the Masnisan, the Snan and Mishnah, Noza, that's a Rabbi Kiva Amr, Noza Shishara Pita Bayam Yesh, but let's Sarvka, the Kazayas Chayev. So that says Beferish, Hetem and Starfle Yis. And Mar said, no, Umi Mai, how do you know that that's how you translate the word Yesh, but Kade let Sarev? Half a Kazayas of bread and a half a Kazayas of wine. Dilma Miyain Luchudei, maybe means you have to eat so much challah that the wine that was absorbed in the challah, yesh bo kedei letzarf. Who says that hetem etzarf liyisa? The wine is all mitzarf yachad. You can't tell from the Mishnah. Yesh bo kedei letzarev kazayis means bread with wine, or it means wine with wine. Ma dimi pasam yayin dilma miyayin luchudei. Mar says, Ela Rabbi Kiva de Brisa. No, two lines later. It's a beferish of Brisa. In the Mishnah, it's a little unclear. The Brisa is blakamar de tanya, Rabbi Kiva omer. No, it's a sharp pita bayan, bo ochal kazayis mi pasam miyayin. Chayiv, he says, beferish me pasam yain. That's hetem et starf liyisa. But according to the Chachamim, who hold that you can't learn out from Giuli Klei Midyon because afilu kedera bas yom yevshe dalei pogma purta, so it's kula chiddush and mechiddush le afinon. So you're only learning out tam ki yikat to call a ter kula from mishras. And if you have a toss up, what should I say? Mishras, what does it teach me? Does it teach me Hetem et starf liyisa? Does it teach me tam kiika? Hetem et starf liyisa is tafasta muruba lo tafasta. That's a whopper of a chiddush. Tafasta mu tafasta. Same mishras tells you the din of tam kiika. That's a normal din, and you don't have any additional pasuk to tell you the hetem et starf liyisa. So that's what the Gemara said. This statement that we said before. The statement was over here. Mem Gimel on the base, five lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Abba was a Talmud of his Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechon. Kol Yisurim Shabbatar and Hetem Estav Lisa. Chutz Mi Yisuri Nazir. Shari Amatar and Mishras. Who's the one who says that Hetem Estav Lisa? Mar said that is Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that you can learn out Tam Ki, Karan Kola Tar Kula from Gyuli Klei Midyon. He doesn't hold that it's a Chiddush. He doesn't hold Yevshad Pogma Purta, that's insignificant. He doesn't believe in that. So he learns that Tam Kiika Deraisa from Gyuli Klei Midyon. So the Pasik Mishras is Miyuter, because I can learn that from Gyuli Klei Midyon to Kola Tarakula. So what does the Pasik Mishras tell me? Must be, tells me Hetem et Starf Lisa. But the Chacham and the Rabbi Akiva learn that you can't learn out Tam Kiika from Gyuli Klei Midyon because it's Chiddush. The chiddush le'afinon. Why is it a chiddush? Because afilu k'dera basiyam yevshad le'pogma purta. So you have to learn out tam kiker from mishras. So you have a toss up. Should I say Mishras teaches me Tam Kikar? A Mishras teaches me a bigger, wild Chiddush. So that's the clout. Tafasta Meruba lo tafasta. Tafasta more tafasta. The easier Chiddush to say. It tells you the din of Tam Kikar. Shai. Tells you the din of Tam Kikar. You got to get straight. Okay, there's a lot. We're going to do the rest. Okay, but then tomorrow we'll try to continue. Just to figure out the Zet sign, what's going on what? What psukim go on what is important. Okay?
So, Rebbe, when Rebbe was talking about the cognitive performance,